back and forth hockey tonight. Officiating crew checking that both goalies are ready. How could they not be? It's been the longest between periods intermission of the entire season. Puck drops and finally, second period's underway. Evergreen's back in their defensive end. Here's Jakus. Cleared that all the way out in front. A little bit too long for Colby Schmidt. Rapids took it away but unable to corral it. Going back is Jaglinski. So, I mean, just in the opening moments of the second period, this is more of the same. Evergreen's having trouble passing the puck forward. Two on two here. Bite my tongue. Here's Jakus along the far boards. Carries it behind the net. Colby Schmidt in front. Stick save. Schmidt had it right on the doorstep. Schmidt still fights for it along the far side. Grant Ortel's tangled up there. And Schmidt takes a big elbow up high. Play through that. Rapids comes away with the puck but not clear. Jaglinski pops up. Puck went all the way up into the balcony. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. That puck popped up a long way for it to come into the balcony just to our right here. Both teams will get new skaters on. Evergreens will ask Brady Bunnell to take the draw. It's to the right of Starucci, the Rapids goalie. Rapids wins the draw, bounces it off the boards, comes out of the zone. Again, Evergreen's just faster skaters, so they're back easily, so this 3-on-2 doesn't amount to anything. Well, from the boards, that came on goal, shot saved by Ethan Hurt, and got a penalty coming up here. High sticking. All the way down in the corner, that puck may have just gone out of play. Yeah, it did. No penalty. Referee was just demonstrative on who it was out off of the Evergreen. So Rapids gets an offensive zone faceoff, shot on goal wide from the near side boards. Put on by Blade Balco. Rapids still holds the zone. Nope, Evergreen's taken away. Jaglinski, good play along the far side boards. Tripped up though, we'll play through that. One of the Rapids players without a stick. Rapids takes the puck away, 3-on-2, shot, glove, save, bounces off the glove of Parker Hurt, and of Ethan Hurt, came right back in front and through the crease. Rapids didn't have a player there. Put on by Keegan Christie of the Red Raiders. Puck pops up out of the zone. Evergreens look to defend, unable to corral this. You know, again, the Evergreens, a little off their game tonight, and Rapids could very easily take a lead, had better chances here. Evergreens in front, shot on goal, save, put on by Quentin Shiro. Starucci up to the task there and comes all the way out of the zone. Jakus, cross ice pass to Kisley, bounces Evergreens onside. Evergreens skate around the loose lumber, got a whistle here, we'll have a stoppage. The Evergreens were offside. Tonight's hockey is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters for over 65 years. Dunright, a real standout in the community. Faceoff will come just outside the Everest Blue Line, right above our Fox Sports broadcast location. Parker Netsky takes the draw for the Evergreens, comes to center ice. Netsky tried to backhand it into the zone. Rapids will play defense from there. Comes out of the zone. The Evergreens have a player back. Ketton Ottinger. Ottinger turns on a dime, begins moving the puck forward. Evergreens onside there, trying to feed that ahead to Kisley. A little bit too long for him. Rapids 2-on-3, and covering back for the Evergreens is Nitsky again. So this has been a good shift for Parker. Rapids puts it behind the boards. Still tied 1-1, 14.5 to play in the second period. So the Evergreens are going to have to earn it tonight. Evergreens in their defensive end, a little slow getting to it as Parker hurt. Rapids tries to get that center, goes all the way back out to the blue line. Played off the boards. Now behind the net, Brady Skifton for Rapids. Overskated the puck and turned it over there. Evergreens get it out of the zone. Rapids sends it right back into the corner. Again, one of these players has lost his stick. Loose lumber on the ice. And the Evergreens outlet pass kept in the zone by Carson Gunderson. Gunderson has the assist. Trying to get that in front. Off one of the Evergreens skates of Zinda. And then Rapids put that on goal. Glove save. The Evergreens, Ethan Hurt. Evergreens bounce this all the way down. This will be icing. Rapids will get an offensive zone faceoff. You know what? Looks at the goal have actually favored Rapids in this second period. Evergreens sure think they're the better team. Don't like when you're being outplayed at the start of a period like the Evergreens are right now. Evergreens need a wake-up call. Carson Gunderson will take the draw against Davis Hackbarth. Hackbarth wins it, goes behind his own net. Evergreens wrapped this all the way around, tried to get this to Ortel. Now it's Yaku's. 3-on-2 for the Evergreens onside. Yaku shot off the blocker. He had the goalie beat. Goes into the far corner. Evergreens still hold the zone. Hackbarth at the blue line. It comes out. Evergreens will have to clear. Colby Schmidt for the Evergreens. Now Jaglinski. Evergreens at the red line. Jags passes it to himself off the boards. That was pretty fancy. And now Rapids comes back. 3-on-2. Bouncing puck covered up here by Hurt. Hurt for a moment didn't know where that was. And now puts his glove down. A bouncer that was put on goal. Slow moving puck. Hurt had that sinking feeling like maybe it was in between his pads and got through him. Instead, he reached down, found it, and covered it. Offensive zone faceoff for Rapids. 1-1, 13-11 to play second period. Faceoff to Hurt's left. Evergreens win this draw. Behind their own net goes Parker Hurt. Parker and Ethan. Parker's the goal scorer. Evergreens long pass. First good pass of the night from Colby Schmidt ahead to the Evergreens. Just over the crossbar from Grant Ortel. Evergreens will fight for this. Hackbarth behind his own net. Can Hackbarth get it centered? Ortel's in front. If he can get to it now, Ortel joins the fight. Evergreens come away with it. Now Rapids gets it out of the zone. This will be icing. Evergreens will touch up. The Evergreens will get an offensive zone. Colby Schmidt tried to feed Ortel on the last sequence. Just missed. It's been a scoreless second period. I think the Evergreens are going to ask Brady Bunnell to take the draw. Nope, Quinton Shiro to the goalkeeper's right. Shiro wins it back to the blue line. Yaku's big blaster deflected in front off Zinda's stick and into the corner. Evergreens try and play that in front. It's a Rapids defender. Pick up the loose puck on goal. Quinton Shiro just wide of the near post. Now it's Rapids kind of trouble clearing. Get it out of the zone. Puck is loose at mid-ice. Evergreens get it right back. Evergreens are onside. Shot on goal. Blocker. Save. Brady Bunnell put that on. Trying to go top shelf. Yaku's held in at the blue line. Put that on goal. Wide. And wave off icing that deflected off an Everest player sent all the way down. 12 minutes to... Again, no penalties tonight. 5-on-5 hockey exclusively. Evergreens coming back 2-on-2. Shot on goal just over the blue line from Brady Bunnell. Saved and held by Torger Strucci. Both teams will get changes. Evergreens will have an offensive zone face-off on the right side. We're sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. Proud to welcome Dr. Adam Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. Find out more at bonejoint.net. Evergreens win the draw, goes behind the net. Rapids held it for a moment. Evergreens trying to put that shot on with Parker Hurt. It's off the skates of one of his teammates. Comes out of the zone. Parker Hurt possesses, goes cross ice. Too long for Alex Kisley. Played off the boards. Evergreens hold it in at the blue line. Up, Rapids stick checked it out. Evergreens have to touch up. From outside the blue line, that's Parker Hurt, put it on goal, goes off Sturucci's stick, the goalie, deflects it out of play. Evergreens will get an offensive zone face-off again, still tied 1-1. Well, you're just waiting for the Evergreens to take control of tonight's match, and it just hasn't happened yet. Davis Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens. Hackbarth, now Ortel back of the circle. Closing up, trying to hold it there for the Evergreens along the near side boards. Wow, high hit by the Rapids player. Play through that. Cross check there, no whistle. Evergreens off the boards in front. Hackbarth, backhand side. He's denied right in front of the net. Torger Strucci has been tough for the Evergreens to solve. Evergreens still hold this zone here, but Evergreens don't have anyone in the corner. Now close in. Hackbarth tries to fight for the puck and keep this offensive zone alive for the Evergreens. Hackbarth back out. Jaglinski shot well wide. Jags misfired badly. Goes off the boards. Evergreens. Yaku's tries to hold it in. Taken away. Rapids has a 3-on-1 coming back the other way. They're onside. Centered in front. Stick save by Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Rapids on their best scoring chance of the period. And the Evergreens make sure it's a one-and-done look. The Evergreens defenders pick up this puck. It's along the near side boards. Out of danger now. Colby Schmidt bounces it off the boards to Yaku's on the far side. Nyaku sends that puck up in the air, and the Evergreens, Hackbarth, going to fight for it in the corner at the other end. Hackbarth carried behind the net. Hackbarth taken down. No penalty. Takes a lot to get a penalty called here. Pucks all the way back to neutral ice. Evergreens hold it. Colby Schmidt pops up and into the scorer's table. Out of play. Exactly 10 minutes to play in the period. 0-0. Both teams will get changes. Faceoff will come right at the center circle. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are going to have to earn it. Keep their five-game winning streak alive. Wisconsin Rapids have been tough customers tonight. Evergreens back in their defensive zone. Puck's picked up here by Brady Bonanno. Ahead near side to Quinton Shiro. Shiro carries it behind the net. Zinda tries to fill in. Shiro lost the puck back there. And Rapids will come back the other way. Nice pass ahead here to Keegan Christie.